This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Chevron is pushing back against potential fines it may face for a massive Weld County oil spill in April. CPR's Ishan Thakur.
In June, Colorado energy regulators hit Noble Energy, a Chevron subsidiary, with six alleged violations. That's after one of its wells spewed more than 1 million gallons of oil, chemicals, and water near Gailton, Colorado. Regulators say the company violated rules related to safety, water quality, and pollution. But the company says the state is misapplying oil and gas rules. Regulators will next hold a hearing on the alleged violations and how much Chevron might have to pay in penalties. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
A gun rights group is asking a federal court to block a new state law that will make it harder to buy certain types of firearms. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods.
The law in question will make it illegal in Colorado to buy a wide range of guns without completing hours of safety training and getting a permit. Those restrictions take effect next summer. The law already bans certain devices like bump stocks that modify guns to increase their rate of fire. The lawsuit argues these restrictions violate Coloradans' Second Amendment rights. It was filed on behalf of the Colorado State Shooting Association and six individual plaintiffs who say the law will hurt their ability to obtain and operate firearms. Supporters say it will help limit the damage caused during mass shootings.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. This is CPR News.